So why are we excited about Pentecost? How many of you don't even know what Pentecost is? Thank you, Bella, for being very honest. Pentecost is a pivotal moment in our history as a people of God. You see, when Christ died on the cross, he paid the penalty for our sins, but it's at Pentecost that God came and actually empowered his people to do what Christ commissioned us to do. I'm going to talk about that a little bit this morning. I'm feeling led this direction. Before I do that, I'm going to just talk a little bit here. The last encounter service we had was actually an encounter weekend. Mahesh Chavda came and was here. How many of you were here for that weekend? Wasn't that a powerful weekend? That was a different Mahesh visit than we've had in years past. Right? Some of us, I think, came expecting that, you know, this entire place can be filled with people laid out like cordwood, right? But that's not what God did. God had a different intention in mind with bringing Mahesh here. Now, how many of you know Mahesh's ministry, the ministry that the Lord is doing with Mahesh, is a powerful ministry? It's a power-filled ministry. I mean, people have been raised from the dead. People have been healed. People have been delivered. These are the things that the Lord commissioned his people to do, and you're seeing it in a very overt fashion in Mahesh's ministry. And in him, Mahesh, you see just an embodiment of the love of God. He is consistent on and off the stage up here. When you experience Mahesh, you're just experiencing Mahesh. There's no duplicity in who he is. He just loves people, and that's a love that God has given him for people. And through that love, powerful things happen. Who's read 1 Corinthians 13? None of this matters unless you're doing it out of love. But when you're living a life of love and you're connected with the Holy Spirit, God does incredibly powerful things. Excuse me, there it is, okay. The inhibitions that you may be carrying with you, get out of the way, because God's love is pouring out through you. So when Mahesh came, he was imparting something to us here. He's imparting something to these people, you people, us people, we, right? He was talking about what God has done through his life. He was praying for us. He was blessing us because there's a carrying on of the heritage that we are part of. It's important for us to recognize some of these family stories for what they are. We had something just really special. On Saturday, we had a question-answer session with Mahesh and Pastor Lanny. That was an amazing time. I mean, you're actually able to ask the questions that are sitting in you, and I think almost all of those questions that were turned in for to be asked were addressed. God was so gracious with us all. But he's sowing into us. He's sowing into us. He's laying into us because there's a new season that's coming about. There's new people that are standing up. But when you stand up, you have to stand up in power. How does that power come? 1 Corinthians 4:20 says, "For the kingdom of God is not a matter of talk, but of power." Power. The things we speak should be backed up with power. Demonstrations of spirit and power. One of the ways that the Lord displays his love for us is through demonstrations of spirit and power. We see his kingdom put on display. And his kingdom carries the nature of the king. It's love. Now, while we were here that Sunday, actually through that weekend, there are some healings that took place. Bernie actually had a healing take place. Bernie, you want to come tell us about what God did?
Well, for 15 years, I had an ailment in my knee. I was on 15 years ago, I was going jogging, actually, and I slipped on the step and pulled a ligament in my knee. And every year it got worse, and so it got to the point where I couldn't hardly sleep. I had to position myself in a certain way in order to get some sleep at night. And so when I came in, Mahesh told us to stand up who had knee issues. I stood up, and he prayed over us, and I just felt something warm. I didn't realize that I had been healed at the time. So what happened, I got home, and I went to take off my shoes, and I realized I could do it without hurting myself. And so then I really showed off and started stooping down and really started doing things, and it really worked, and I didn't feel any pain. So now I can do those things, and my knee feels great, and the Lord's healed me, and I praise God for that. It's nothing worse than living in pain. And so I'm free of the pain, and I give God the glory for that.
Amen. Amen. Did anybody else have the Lord touch their knees during that time? Yeah, there are several people that were standing here that got their knees healed. Now, why does God do that? Does he have to do that? No. He loves us. All right, he loves us. And there's times that come where he just supernaturally changes things for us and shows us, I love you. Now, if you didn't get healed, that doesn't mean he doesn't love you. All right? Don't go there in your mind. All right? But God demonstrates his love through to us, often through his power, right? Something that's very interesting that took place when Jesus rose from the grave, and he was with us, with the disciples there for a time, is that he left. He didn't remain here on earth, he left, right? Do you remember that? He's brought up into the clouds, and they're standing there. But right before he left, he told them to go and wait because he was sending who? The Holy Spirit. Why was he going to send the Holy Spirit to them? To give them power? Yeah. Why was he going to give them power? Why was it better that he left? Because he needed them to walk in the way that he had walked. He taught them, but the only way for them to walk in the way that he walked was through the power of the Holy Spirit. Because God's intention was to rule and reign here on the earth through his sons. Jesus showed us what that looks like. He moved in the power of the Spirit, and he sent that same Spirit to us to not only indwell you, but move through you. Because when God acts in power, he tends to do that through his sons. And I'm not talking just male. He does that through us, his people. So he told them to wait. I think this is awesome. In Acts chapter 1, verses 4 through 8, this is right before he leaves. He says, gathering them together, he commanded them not to leave Jerusalem, but to wait for what the Father had promised, which, he said, you heard from me. For John baptized with water, but you will be baptized with the Spirit not many days from now. So when they had come together, they were asking him, saying, Lord, is it at this time that you're restoring the kingdom to Israel? And he said to them, it's not for you to know the times, the epochs the Father has fixed by his own authority, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be my witnesses both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and even to the remotest part of the earth. He told them to wait. He had already commissioned them. You go back into John. This is after they see him in the upper room. John chapter 20, verses 21 through 23. So Jesus said to them again, peace be unto you. As the Father has sent me, I also send you. And when he said this, he breathed on them and said to them, receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven them. If you retain the sins of any, they are retained. But they didn't receive power at that time. Remember, that's right when they saw him. and he breathed on them, and they received the Holy Spirit. This is like being saved. You get the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. This is a commissioning, right? This is when he's authorizing you to say, I'm sending you just as I was, right? Sam Solon talks about it this way. He talks about authority and power. Authority is like the badge, right? It says, I am authorized to do this thing. But the power is the ability to do the thing. You could be authorized to stand in traffic and say, stop. But without power, you can get trucked right over, right? Jesus gives us both power and authority. Now, when he saw them in the upper room, he authorized them. But right before he left, he said, wait for power to show up. And the power is in the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Why do you need power? Why would you need power in your Christian life? Now, when you come to Jesus, your destination is secured. Your relationship with God is secured. You've received the Holy Spirit. He's indwelling you. You've stepped out of the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of light. But why would you need power while you're still here on earth? We actually have an enemy that we face. He's real, and he also has power. He's not authorized, but he has power. You, however, have been authorized. But God gives you power. We live life in a battlefield. It's a spiritual battlefield. Who's heard of spiritual warfare? Who's experienced spiritual warfare? This stuff is real. And you need power to combat the enemy, because our battle's not against flesh and blood, right? We fight a spiritual battle. And these spiritual battles, they range from little skirmishes, right, to knock down, drag out fights. And they happen for all of us. But God has given us weapons for our warfare. He's given you gifts, spiritual gifts. So what are they? 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 8 through 10 talks about these, right? Words of wisdom, words of knowledge, faith, healing, working of miracles, prophecy, discerning of spirits. That's a good one. How many of you would like to know when something's coming against you, what it actually is, so you can name that thing? That is powerful. That is a powerful weapon of our warfare, to uncover a thing, call it for what it is. God gives us that. Different kinds of tongues. Interpretations of tongues. These are weapons of our warfare. These are gifts given to us by the giver of gifts, because he knows what it is that we're going to face. We don't know what it is that we're going to face. But for us to think that we can float through now and not fight just leaves us completely unprepared for what we will face. How many of you have gone through a very challenging season, and you now know that that was spiritual warfare, and you reached out to a believer who you know heard from God, who you know moves in the power of the Spirit, because they are able to tap into what the Spirit is doing and move in power on your behalf. We all have access to that same Spirit. We all need power. We all need to mature in the gifts that he has given us. But that's a decision that we have to make. See, God crafted you in a particular way, each one of you. Each one of you has a different gift set, just like each one of you has a different personality. Each one of you has a different behavior profile. Each one of you has different fingerprints. Everything is unique to you. But you have to understand that there's a decision that you have to make to shoulder the gifts that he has given you, to stand up in that thing. But to fully do that, you need the power of the Holy Spirit moving through you. You need to be baptized in the Holy Spirit. My dad talks about it like this. Salvation is the cake. The baptism of the Holy Spirit is the icing on the cake. I like the icing on the cake, right? The cake's there, but the icing on the cake is all the other stuff, right? You need to be equipped for what God knows where you're going. So Jesus baptizes with fire. He baptizes with the Holy Spirit. We're going to be going back into song. Some of you have come into the kingdom of God. You've been authorized. Some of you may have not even yet stepped into the kingdom of God. You've not yet given your life to Jesus. Let me tell you, give your life to Jesus. Secure your eternity, but be restored to your heavenly Father. You were born into a kingdom of darkness. You had no choice about that, but you do have a choice about where you're going. You can step into the kingdom of light, but that's your choice. Only you can make that. No one can make that for you. Your mom and dad can't make that decision for you. That's a decision you have to make. Are you going to continue to live in the kingdom of darkness, or are you going to choose to follow Jesus and step into the kingdom of light? And once you have gotten there, are you going to stand up in the power that he has made available to you? Not to be just beat up by the spiritual forces of darkness, but to actually stand up in authority and power and say, no, God has given me power in this situation. I can command you to stop speaking. I can command you to get out of here. I can command that to be healed. The Lord can tell me who it is that's actually speaking to me right now. I can stand up and encourage my fellow believers. We can stand together and actually change the atmosphere that we are actually presently in. We need the baptism of the Holy Spirit. It's not just some fun thing that we do. This is the full intention of God, that we would act on his behalf here on earth, and you need the baptism of the Holy Spirit for that. I like it as we go into song for you to search yourself. Say, Lord, is this for me? Well, you said it's for me. Can you give me the strength to step there? Because some of us are scared to do that, right? You've seen people speaking in tongues and you say, oh, I don't know if I want to do that. You've seen people praying for healing. I don't know if I want to go there. But you know that when darkness comes, you're going to move towards the light. I'd encourage you to step this way and see what God's going to do in your life. Okay? Pete, bring us back into song. Jesus. Holy, holy, holy. Holy, holy, holy. Holy, 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 holy. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty.
We bless your name,
who was and
Lord.
Is and is to come. Holy, 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 holy,
holy. Thou art holy.
Holy.
The angels cry, holy.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Come, Holy Spirit.
So worthy. Thou art worthy. Thou art holy.
The Holy Spirit is a gentleman. Do not fear the baptism of the Holy Spirit. I was baptized in the Holy Spirit when I was 7 years old. I'd just come to Jesus a few weeks before that, recognizing that my parents' relationship with the Lord was not my relationship with the Lord. Recognizing that I love God and I wanted to follow Him. I got down on my knees with my little Gideon Bible, you know, the orange ones, right? And I prayed the sinner's prayer and wept before the Lord. Your children are not too young to know about Jesus. God will meet them at whatever level of understanding they have. Just this last week, I got to go for a bike ride with my little boy, Seth. And we talked about Jesus that whole bike ride. And he told me he wants to follow Jesus. He's not ready to pray yet. That's okay. He wants to follow Jesus. He's 3 years old, folks. Speak to your children about Jesus. They're not too young to make a decision for him. When I was baptized in the Holy Spirit, it was with my dad. So he found out I'd been saved, and my dad says, well, once you get saved, you can get baptized in the Holy Spirit. Because you need the whole package. God gave us a whole package. Children are not too young to know about Jesus. Lexi, will you come share about Charlie? Lexi's got a very special update for us about Charlie.
Hi. I'm not sure if all of you were here when the testimony of Charlie's resurrection was given, but this household held my hand through that whole ordeal, and the Lord manifested himself beautifully. My granddaughter, who's just 2.5 years old, in late February, out of nowhere, one day she was fine, and the next day we found out that she was born with a heart defect and had to go in for an emergency heart surgery. And although the surgery went well, a few days after the surgery, when they were going through the regular process of getting her to walk and becoming recovered, in the recovery process, she coded. And during that time that she coded, I was on the phone with intercessors from this church that prayed through the whole ordeal, as well as many others that were praying for her. We know that Charlie was in heaven for over 3 minutes. And as an update now, she is recovering well, and we're so grateful for the continued prayers. But as an update, a couple of weeks ago, her mom was changing her diaper and was just talking to her. And Charlie said, "Mommy, where's Grampy?" Now, Grampy is Amanda's grandfather. Charlie met Grampy in October when she was 1 year old, one time. There is one photo of them together, nowhere in the house. It's on the phone. So Amanda looked at her and says, "Grampy's in heaven, honey. Grampy died like 4 months before." And Charlie said, "I went to heaven, Mommy." So Amanda stopped and she says, "What do you mean you went to heaven? Who was there?" She said, "Mommy and Daddy and people helping." So from a 2.5-year-old, our assumption from there is that she had a view of the room, because Mom and Dad were in the room, the hospital room, and the people helping, obviously there were over a dozen people over her. So we believe that we have the beginnings of her starting to share her experience.
Stuff is real. Children can connect with the Lord. Okay? Some of the testimonies of those intercessors were that they saw Charlie in the arms of Jesus in heaven with the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords holding his little girl as those who were helping were working on her body, really preparing for her return into that body. And he held her through that whole time. And we'll find out more in years to come of what she experienced there. When I was baptized in the Holy Spirit, I was in the arms of my Father, literally. He picked me up and prayed for me. And I remember feeling scared. And then I felt my mouth needed to move, right? I need to start speaking in tongues, but I was scared. And he just held me, and we're just walking around our living room, and he's holding me and just saying, it's okay. And he's speaking in tongues, and it started coming. Our Heavenly Father holds us in his arms, and he imparts to us his Spirit. If you want to receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit, I believe there's grace for that here today. If you've not yet received Jesus, enter the kingdom of light. Be restored to a relationship with your Heavenly Father and be baptized in the Holy Spirit to do the works of Jesus through you here in time and space. Because someday you're going to heaven. But right now you can experience heaven here on earth as his power moves through you. Would you stand? If you would like to receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit, I just invite you to come forward. If you felt the Lord stirring your heart today, if you said, all right, Lord, I want more of you. I want to experience your power in my life. Come on forward. Thank you. It's okay. God's not going to bite you. Thank you, Lord. Some of the things you may experience as you receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit is this. You may begin to speak in tongues. You may feel that bubbling up. Just let it out. It's okay. Don't try to manufacture a moment, but allow what's going to happen naturally to happen naturally. Funny story. Some people received the baptism of the Holy Spirit in my home church a long time ago. One of them was a guy, and he was underneath a piano when it happened. He was underneath a piano. There's a lot of people. So he was underneath a piano and received the baptism of the Holy Spirit. I think it was the next week or sometime after that, he was praying for people underneath the piano. It doesn't happen the same way for everybody. It's personal because God is personal. You may begin to speak in tongues. You may not. You may feel just an excitement. You may feel a warmth. You may feel a love for Jesus. You may begin to prophesy. We don't know. But have your heart open for what God's going to do here. And remember this, we'll pray for you, but it's Jesus who's the baptizer. He's the one who baptizes you in the Holy Spirit, not me, not anybody praying for you or laying hands on you. We're here to agree with the Spirit, but Jesus is the one who baptizes with the Holy Spirit. Put your hands out to receive. Holy Spirit, we are so thankful for your presence here in this place. And I thank you for all of these, Lord, who have come before you today that say, I want more of you, Jesus. I want to step into what you have for me, and I want to act in power in the gifts that you have given me, Lord. Enable those gifts, Lord. Pour out through those gifts, Lord. Blessings and peace in the name of Jesus. Lord, I just ask right now for your fire to fall inside these, Lord. Let it pour out through them, Lord Jesus. Lord, we call forth your baptism of your Holy Spirit. Activate the gifts that you put in them in Jesus' name. Lord, stir them deep within their spirits in Jesus' name. Lord, let your fire fall on them in Jesus' name, on each one, and each one in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Lord, right now, I just ask for your fire to fall. Just a column of fire in Jesus' name. Bless in Jesus' name. Thank you, Holy Spirit. 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 Lord, I thank you that you're a gentleman. I ask right now that you come and fill each of these in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. 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 Thank you. Thank you, Lord. You may be standing in your seat right now and you've been baptized with the Holy Spirit. And you've had a longing for more of God. A refreshing. I'm going to go back into Acts chapter 4 real quick. Those of you up front, just hang out here with the Lord. In Acts chapter 4, remember they went before the court and they were released. They came back and they prayed. They're told you can't use the name of Jesus anymore, right? And they prayed for boldness. They said this. Chapter 4, verse 29. Now, Lord, look on their threats and grant to your servants that with all boldness they may speak your word by stretching your hand to heal, and that the signs and wonders may be done through the name of your holy servant Jesus. And when they had prayed, the place where they assembled together was shaken, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit, and they spoke the word of God with boldness. The Lord can come and give you a fresh filling of the Holy Spirit. So where you are, you're in your seat right now. Lord, right now I just ask that you would bring a fresh filling of the Holy Spirit to your people. Lord, the things that have been sown into them, I just speak water of the Holy Spirit. Come and water that thing. Lord, let your rays of sunlight just come on and bring that thing forth in a new way. Lord, stir up those gifts that you've given us. Stir up those gifts. I just speak a fresh filling of the Holy Spirit. I just speak a boldness to share your gospel right now in Jesus' name. A boldness to stretch out our hands to pray and to just feel your power coursing through us, Lord. Lord, change the situations that are around us. Hallelujah. Right now, Lord, activate those gifts in a new way. Activate those gifts in a brand new way, a fresh new way, Lord Jesus. Just speak a fresh pouring out of your Spirit in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen, 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 amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Pete, can you sing that song? These Spirit reign. Throughout other nerves. Can anybody identify with that? Yep. All right. Right now, in the name of Jesus, we just call forth the power of the Holy Spirit. We speak to that nerve right there at the root. I speak peace to you right now in the name of Jesus. By the authority of Jesus Christ, I command that thing to be silenced, and all effects of that will be reversed right now in Jesus' name. Jesus' name. Where the heat of that pain is, I just command the coolness of the Holy Spirit to come and overwhelm it. Peace in Jesus' name. Peace in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Who's got knee pain right now? Knee pain? Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hey, Bernie, come on up. I want you to pray for knees. Just release the word.
Bless me. Okay. Amen. Praise God. The Bible said, by the word of your testimony, what God has done in your life, he will also do in other people's lives. So, Father, we pray right now, Lord, for the healing power of the Master to touch these knee areas, Father, the ligaments, the sinews, the tissue, the fiber to be in that knee area, to be made whole by the power and the authority of God. Father, we claim Isaiah 53:5, Father God, that by your stripes we are healed. So, Father, we speak healing, wholeness in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Thank you, sir. Hallelujah. We're going to dismiss you guys. I think I'm going to hang out up here for a while. If you don't yet know Jesus, I'd like to speak with you. If you want to give your life to the Lord, I would love to lead you now to receive him, to step out of the kingdom of darkness and into the kingdom of light, to be reunited with your Father who created you for good works. He created you to rule and reign here in the earth on his behalf. Darkness has kept you from that. So I'd like to pray with you to receive salvation. Come into the kingdom. Come into the household of God. Father, right now, I thank you. Holy Spirit, I thank you right now for your presence among us today. I thank you for how you've touched and changed our lives today. I thank you how you've activated things. And Lord, I thank you for your healing touch and for your love for us, your great, passionate, overwhelming love for us. Lord, we give you all the glory. We give you all the honor. We give you all the praise. You are holy. We thank you that you be with us here today. Lord, I ask that you bless all these through their week. Lord, let us see the effects of your power through us to the world around us where you have sent us. I bless them in Jesus' name. Lord, give them dreams, give them visions, give them wisdom, give them understanding, and let them see your power poured out through their lives. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you.